The Firehouse Follies are made possible by Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises with minor assistance from WFHB Community Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is WFHB ace news reporter Fawn Sanity, live in downtown Bloomington from the site of a press conference just called by the city of Bloomington.
Hey, I'm Fawn Sanity. Put that finger back where you found it, bud.
You're too good to me. The city hasn't announced the topic of this press conference yet, but my fellow news hounds think it has something to do with the city's parking meters. And as the city's over-the-top reporter, I cannot accept that simplistic conclusion, even though this press conference does seem to be centered physically around one of those very parking meters. I'm sure they brought us here today to announce that there will be a presidential debate in Dunmeadow after both parties have chosen their candidates. And I'm still predicting that those candidates will be Jeb Bush and Martin O'Malley. Yeah. Hang on, ladies and gentlemen. It appears that the press conference is about to begin.
Well, ladies and gentlemen of the press, thank you for coming out on such short notice. We have a very important announcement to make today.
There's going to be a presidential debate. I just knew it, right?
Miss Sanity, why should we ever have a presidential debate here? I mean, maybe if we could coordinate it with the Firehouse Follies Autumn Show, but...
Yeah.
No. Today's conference concerns parking meters.
Boring.
Now, as you may know, the city has had problems with many of the meters, which seem to be continually malfunctioning. This cost has cost us thousands of dollars in revenue, and we relayed these issues to the company which makes the meters, Cool Hand Luke Parking Meter Services, LLC. They have responded, and they have sent a specialist. Please join me in welcoming Father Luke to Bloomington. Father Luke, please explain what you're about to do.
Thank you, me bye. Thank you kindly.
Excuse me. We don't need a priest. We need a meter technician.
Now, don't be so hasty, young lady. We have examined all of the evidence provided by the city and have come to the only logical conclusion.
That we don't need the meters.
Oh,
right?
No, of course not. The truth is that your meters are possessed by a meter demon. Whose name happens to be Spot. He's an old adversary. We know him very well. And the only solution is an exorcism, which I will now perform. My father can play dominoes better than yours, Father. Dominus nobisco, et cum spiritu tuo. Wingardium Leviosa. Well, it might have worked anyway. And now, out, damn it, Spot! There, you see. The demon has retreated, and the meter will now function properly. Put some quarters in, will you, kindly?
Okay, I think I brought enough for about 15 minutes. Yes. Let's see here. Here we go. Let's see, I got some more here. Okay. Father Luke, the meter's flashing red and green alternately. No deposits being shown. What can we do now?
Curse you, Spot. You've won again.
Mo-ho, ha-ha. Mo-ho, ha-ha.
Oh. Now, I don't know what to do.
Come on, you fake exorcist. Don't you know anything at all?
Oh, well, there's one thing I'm quite sure of.
And what might that be?
Live from the Ivy Tech Waldron Reichardt Blackwell Fickle Morris Roberts Pope Francis Auditorium in Bloomington, Indiana, it's the Firehouse Folly!
Welcome to The Wizard of Odd, the Firehouse Follies Spring 2016 Radio Variety Show Extravaganza, coming to you live from the Ivy Tech Waldron Weikart Fish Brewer Staff Thompson Flint Auditorium in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. We're pleased today to welcome Indiana's premier gypsy jazz ensemble, Blue Django, with our own Carolyn Dutton on violin. And Bloomington's third favorite storyteller, Arbutus Cunningham. As usual, we're joined by the WFHB Gospel Girls, the Firehouse Rounders, and the Unusual Suspects Radio Acting Troupe with Master Tony Brewer on sound effects. Today's show is made possible by Ivy Tech Community College, the Indiana University Credit Union, and Smithville Fiber. Let's call on the WFHB Gospel Girls and the Firehouse Rounders to get us started.
Give me that old-time radio. Give me that old-time radio. Give me that old-time radio. Old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It was good for my dear mother. It was good for my dear mother. It was good for my dear mother. It's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It was good for my dear father. It was good for my dear father. It was good for my dear father. It's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It was good for the Hebrew children. It was good for the Hebrew children. It was good for the Hebrew children. It's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Give me that old-time radio. Give me that old-time radio. Give me that old-time radio. It's good enough for me. Well, I love them Firehouse Follies. That's where I get my jollies. I go gaga for the Follies. There's good enough for me. Give me that old-time radio. Give me that old-time radio. Give me that old-time radio. It's good enough for me. Oh, the music is the greatest. And the humor is all tasteless. And the audience won't hate us. There's good enough for me. Give me that old-time radio. Give me that old-time radio. Give me that old-time radio. On WFHB. Now it's time for Fish and Kelsey. Their jokes are really smelly, but for them, please give a yelly. They're almost good enough for me.
Oh, thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. Colonel Kelsey, I do believe that's the most musical and the most heartfelt introduction we've ever been given.
Well, you should have seen what they were going to sing before I changed it.
Oh.
But we are glad to be here and to have a few friends to share this historically significant moment with us.
What? Historically significant? You mean because we're going to have a good show for a change?
Well, the show's okay, I suppose. I'm not talking about the show, though. I'm talking about the events in my life.
Oh, yeah. I heard you had a big fire at your house. Was there any damage?
I'll say there was damage. Completely gutted our library.
Oh, that's a shame. Did it destroy all your books?
Both of them. Up in flames.
Double shame, then, yes.
And Richard, I hadn't even finished coloring them yet.
That is a tragedy, I'm sure. But now, that's not all. Now, what else has happened in your life? And how'd I got to be the straight man here? Wait a minute.
You earned it. Well, Richard, you know that the Mrs. Colonel and myself, we became grandparents recently.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's something to be proud of.
Well, of course, we are proud, but we're trying to downplay the pride sort of thing.
Oh, well, that's admirable. Yeah, that's nice of you.
However, I did bring about 200 slides to show the audience. Tony, could you set up the projector and then kill the lights, please?
Oh.
Lights are dead. Okay, this first one here is just to show the audience how cute this kid actually is. And now here's one showing him on the saxophone at 7 weeks old playing his favorite song.
Kelsey, now, as adorable as the little tyke is, this might not be the best time to show all 200 of those slides.
I could cut out 50.
Come on. Is there anything else you need to tell us before we start the show?
All right, Richard, you're probably right. I did want to tell you that I've spent a lot of time researching my family tree.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yes, my daughter-in-law was quite worried about the family tree. And I learned something pretty shocking.
Emerald borers get into it? Yeah. You're going to tell us about this, I assume.
I am, Richard. You will be amazed at what happens next.
I'll bet.
And take notes. There will be a quiz. Many, many years ago, when I was 23...
That was a long time ago.
I was married to a widder who was pretty as can be. This widder had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her, and soon they two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law, which changed my very life. For my daughter was my mother-in-law. She was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. Bounce that baby there, Papa Joel.
That is the father.
I'm my own grandpa.
Oh, I always suspected something like this.
He's his own grandpa.
Oh, it sounds funny, I know.
But it really is so. He's his own grandpa.
My little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad. And so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, that also made him brother to the widder's grown-up daughter, who, of course, was my stepmother. My father's wife then had a son that kept them on the run, and he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother, too. I'm my own grandpa.
Is that legal in this state?
He's his own grandpa.
Oh, it sounds funny, I know.
But it really is so. He's his own grandpa.
Oh, if my wife is my grandmother, it gets really complicated here, so check it out. Then I'm her grandchild, and every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. For now I have become the strangest case you ever saw.
No disagreement there.
As husband of my grandmother, I'm my own grandpa.
He's
I'm my own grandpa.
His own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know.
But it really is so. He's his own grandpa.
You have reached the Dear Krabby Hotline. All of our Krabbies are busy fleecing other suckers. Please listen carefully as our menu options change at random. To listen to this call in Latvian, please press 1.
Ja jūs vēlaties runāt latviski, lūdzu, piespiežiet taustiņu 1. Ah, man tā riebjās, es vairs negribu te būt, es aiziešu mājā un vairs nenākšu apakaļ. Have a nice day, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Blue Django to the WFHB Firehouse Follies. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was a song written by the famous legendary gypsy jazz guitarist Django Reinhardt. The name of the song is Nuage, which is French for clouds. We play all of Django's tunes. It's music, swing music from Paris in the 1930s and early 40s. This next song is another Django Reinhardt original called Django's Tiger. Thank you.
It's now time for another episode of our popular series, Great Moments in Music History. Today's show, Duncan and Brady.
Well, it's twinkle, twinkle, little star. Along comes Brady in his electric car. Well, he's got a mean look right in his eye. Gonna shoot somebody just to watch him die. Well, he's been on the job too long.
Well, hello, 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 and howdy there, Sheriff Brady. Welcome to Spoil Sport Motors. You in the market for a new car, are ya?
I am. I need a break. I've been on the job too long.
Well, maybe I could interest you in one of our new line of muscle cars. These babies are positively awesome, and they are great babe magnets, too.
I see. Well, I'm not as young as I used to be. And my girlfriend, you know, she's all PC and into these socially aware movements. No, I believe I need something a little more understated.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Yeah, I got just a thing here for you. It's our brand new electric car. It has a low environmental footprint that tells the world you really care about doing the right thing. And it comes in this popular silver gray color. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's nice. Oh, I do believe that's exactly what I need. Let me test drive it. I'll go downtown and I'll see my old nemesis, Duncan. This'll make him real jealous.
Well, it's Duncan, Duncan was tending bar. Along come Brady with his shiny star. Well, Brady said to Duncan, you're under arrest.
And Duncan shot a hole right in Brady's chest.
He's been on the job too long. Well, it's Brady, 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 you know you've done wrong. Breaking in here while my game's going on. Breaking down on the window, knocking down the door. And now you're lying dead on the barroom floor. Yes, you've been on the job too long.
Oh, 7 come 11. Come on, Dice. I need money for the campaign.
Oh, what campaign would that be?
Bernie's, of course. Oh. If we want to take control of our own destinies and make life better for future generations, we need a political revolution. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know you ain't going to get it from old pie in the sky Bernie. My vote goes to Hillary. She's practical.
Well, I'm going with Trump. There's a man who knows how to gamble.
You'd turn your back on your own best interest just to vote for some yahoo with a badger living on his head? Man, it's no wonder you need to gamble.
Yeah, and how's mankind ever going to progress with leaders like the Donald?
Well, people like you make me sure evolution is a hoax. Whoa!
Howdy, boys. Can I play?
Oh, no, it's Brady coming in the back door.
Yeah, I parked my electric car around back, and I heard you boys in here rolling dice. Look, I'm in a good mood today. I got me a new environmentally friendly automobile, and now I'm going to get Duncan. I'm not interested in you boys. You go on. You get out of here.
Okay. All right.
Well, now, hold on. What? Just leave that money on the table. That's evidence. You know you can't be messing with the evidence.
Oh, man.
Reckon I'll just put this evidence in a safe place, like my pockets. Almost enough here to make a down payment on my new car. Or maybe just pay for the parking meter a few times. Now I'll just go have a word with Duncan. Duncan!
Well, if it ain't my old friend, King Brady himself. Brady, what are you doing here?
You know I run a clean joint. You know that. You got no business here.
Clean joint, huh? What about them old boys back in the back room shooting craps? Duncan, I came here just to show you my brand new environmentally conscious vehicle. But I was shocked, shocked, I tell you, at what I saw around the back room. This star says you're under arrest. Always knew I was going to catch you someday.
Arrest, huh? Sheriff Brady, you can't arrest me. I'm a sovereign citizen, and I don't acknowledge the authority of no government to tell me what I should or should not be doing. I'm occupying this bar room, Sheriff. And you can just get on out of here.
You'd best not be calling in your friends from the Bundy clan, Duncan, or any other militia buddies either. I got you red-handed.
Sheriff Brady, you've been on the job too long. Tell me, what's your opinion on gun control?
Gun control? Oh, you know, that's a complicated issue, Duncan. As you know, the Second Amendment, well, it's actually quite intellectually vague in many places. Why are you asking me about it? Why are you asking me about gun control?
You apparently didn't see my friend Mr. Colt here, I reckon. I'm going to introduce him to that shiny star of yours.
Oh! Ah! Oh! Oh, I reckon you were right, Duncan. I've been on this job too long.
Well, old King Brady was a big fat man. Doctor reached out, grabbed hold of his hand, felt for his pulse, and the doctor said,
I believe to my soul that King Brady is dead.
Well, he's been on the job too long.
Well, I'm a doctor. Doesn't look like there's much I can do for Brady, though.
Hell, Doc, I don't want you to help him. I just want to make sure he's dead.
Well, let me just check him out, then. This guy's way overweight. But he's been eating way too much red meat. That'll kill you.
Well, so will Mr. Colt.
Yeah, well.
Especially if you've been on the job too long.
Well, I can't find a pulse. I believe to my soul King Brady is dead. Best call a meat wagon to cart him on out.
Dead for sure?
Certain sure.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah. Woo-hoo!
Folks, the revolution has started. Drinks on the house. As soon as I take a selfie of me with the former king.
Yay!
Smile, Brady.
Well, meat wagon is on its way.
High-tail carriages just standing round, taking King Brady to the burying ground. Them rubber-tired buggies, them rubber-tired hacks,
they took him to the graveyard, but they won't be bringing him back.
Yes, he's been on the job too long.
Let's get this guy buried as quick as we can. I won't feel good until he's 6 feet under.
Now, friends, we have gathered here together today to celebrate the life and death of Sheriff Brady. Most of us are more interested in the death aspect, yeah. Because, friends, if the truth were to be told, this here corpse was the meanest, most low-down, nastiest man in the whole town. He should have known better than to bust into Duncan's place while there was a game going on. He made life miserable for us for years. And where'd it get him? Lying dead on a barroom floor. That's where it got him.
Amen.
Now, I didn't get an amen from you over there.
Amen.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. Surely he'd been on the job too long.
His name wasn't Shirley.
Beg pardon, ma'am. Who might you be?
My name's Frankie. Sheriff Brady arrested me after I shot my man Johnny all those years ago because he was doing me wrong. I got out of prison when they changed keys. Then Then me and the sheriff took to seeing one another. At my instigation, he dropped out of the NRA, joined the ACLU, and he was donating money to starving orphans around the world.
Really?
Yeah, he denounced his evil ways and took up the cause of social justice. He stopped using words that were politically incorrect. He officiated at a gay wedding, and the last thing he did was to buy an electric car so he could reduce his environmental footprint.
Gosh.
His name wasn't Shirley. It was Algernon, and he was a good man. I guess he was right. He'd been on the job too long.
Oh, Algernon. Who would have thunk it? Well, ma'am, all you say might be true, but still, those rubber-tired buggies are going to take him to the burying ground.
And they'll never bring him back, I know.
Mm-hmm.
But he will be missed, Preacher Man, I can tell you that.
Well, who'd ever miss someone like that?
Algernon was very popular with the ladies.
Oh?
Yeah, just ask your wife.
What? Oh!
Well, the women all heard King Brady was dead. They went back home and ragged and red. Slipping and a-sliding, shuffling down the street in their big Mother Hubbards and their stocking feet. He'd been on the job too long.
Our beloved Algernon is no longer.
No.
They say he'd been on the job too long. But as far as I'm concerned, the longer the better.
He sure didn't have small hands.
Ladies, we can't let his life and death go unnoticed by history. I say we write a song about him.
Okay, right on.
And let's get over to the bar room. Let's put that Duncan on trial and find him guilty and execute him.
Let's go.
Make peace with your maker, Duncan.
Now, ladies, let's not be hasty here.
This court will come to order. Duncan, did you shoot the sheriff?
Yeah, I shot the sheriff. But I did not shoot the deputy.
Well, we don't care about the deputy.
That's right.
You killed an unarmed man, and now you're going to pay.
That's right.
He's guilty, ladies. Yeah. Carry out the sentence.
No. No. Now you've gone and done it, girls.
Well, he'd been on the job too long.
Oh, that's the corner of 2nd Street and Wall Street. The corner square. Ah, they were serving drinks as usual. Big Lady McKinney. Her eyes were bloodshot red. And when she turned her face to the people, she got out her hanky. And she, these were the words she said. She said, I went down to the St. James Infirmary. Oh, I saw my baby there. She was stretched out on a long white table. So cool, so sweet, so fair. Let her go, God bless her. jealousy, maybe. She may search the whole wide world over, so never find anyone sweeter than me. Well, maybe Carolyn. When I die, bury me. And when those long, sexy sequin gowns, black, please. Ah, with a feather boa, some of those heavy gold chains around my neck. So all you in the game know I'll be dying packed. I want 6 gamblers to be my pallbearers. Some of those sweet young boys, those chorus boys, to sing my songs. And I want a 20-piece jazz band at my hearse wagon. Y'all try to raise some hell as we roll along. Let's have another round of organic, local, fresh breast juice. And if anyone should ever ask you, you tell them I got them St. James Infirmary, a blue.
Crabby hotline. All of our crabbies are busy fleecing other suckers. Please listen carefully as our menu options are totally senseless and impossible to understand. If you would like to press 3, please press 5 now. Now that we have that out of the way, if you are male, please press 1 several times to show your impatience. If you are female and a supporter of Hillary Clinton, please press 2 decisively. If you wish to make a political rant, please hang up and call Rush Limbaugh. If, however, you wish to speak to a crabby about a personal matter that politics may or may not be a part of, press 4 and you will be connected to a crabby as soon as he comes in from his smoke break. And remember, if you wish to press 3, you should press 5.
I'm going to have to give up those things one of these days. Yeah, this is Dear Crabby. Advice for the forlorn. What kind of stupid problem are you calling with?
Crabby, the elections have plunged my life into turmoil. I need your advice.
Look, Carla, they've plunged everyone's life into turmoil. Can you give me a little hint as to the exact nature of the turmoil? You're not one of those Jeb Bush supporters who's contemplating suicide, are you? Well, if you are, don't do it in Florida, because they'll try to keep you alive as long as they can.
It's not that. I'm a Hillary supporter, but my boyfriend is supporting the candidate I prefer to call Donald Trump. I think he needs to be true to his heritage.
His heritage was money. Lots of money. But be that as it may, where's the beef?
My boyfriend goes to rallies and yells and screams, and he tells me he's going to make our relationship better again, and that he wants a wall around the house to keep my mother out, and that I should be very careful about who my friends are, because some of them need to be deported. And he's started to wear this awful wig, too. And he's taken to making crude remarks about women and using profanity a lot more than he used to. I'm not sure if I can deal with this any longer, Krabby. Do you think I would be justified in withholding, personal favors from him until the election is over?
Well, that seems sort of drastic, Carla. Is there any room for a compromising position here?
Hey, Krabby, this is her boyfriend. I'm on the extension here. Listen, don't listen to her. She's probably on the wrong period of her cycle anyway, you know, like women are sometimes.
So you think she's wrong about you?
Of course she is. Listen, Krabby, she's turning into a harpy. All she can talk about is how we need a woman to run the country and how Hillary is the only experienced candidate and how much better the country is going to be when Hillary's in charge and stuff like that. She's even starting to talk like Hillary. I'm not sure I can take any more of that. Do you think I'd be justified if I had her thrown in a detention camp until the election's over and Trump is in the White House? Which, by the way, I personally will guarantee it will stay white for as long as he's in there.
Hey, caller, boyfriend, you both need to mellow out here. Your best bet would be to move to Colorado because it's legal to be mellow there. And if that's not possible, you need to nurture your senses of humor.
Humor? What's funny here?
Hey, I know. How many Hillary supporters does it take to change a light bulb?
One. And a Senate panel to investigate it. And that's not funny.
You need humor. The presence of humor will get you through times of political insanity better than insanity will get you through times of humor.
So where do we get this humor?
Yeah, I sure don't see much of it these days.
Just listen to the WFHB Firehouse Follies. They make fun of everyone. In fact, the show's on now, so I'm hanging up to listen.
Mother.
Go to your room, Hillary. It's bedtime. It won't do for you to be having all these highfalutin ideas. Girls can't play basketball, and they definitely can't be president. There's a law against it. Remember who you are.
Oh, Bilbil, I have to get out of here. I have dreams, Bilbil. No one but you ever listens to me. How could I help Barry Goldwater win, Bilbil? And I'm not even sleepy. What's the matter, Bilbil? Oh, look out the window. It looks like a tornado. A hard rain is gonna fall. Oh, we're flying!
You've killed the wicked witch Carly. You're our savior.
Yay!
No, I'm just Hillary. And this is my loyal lapdog, Bilbil. I didn't mean to kill anyone. I've always been for gun control. I just wanted to get their attention. I wonder how I got here. There was a storm and where am I, anyway?
It's not just Witch Carly. She's gotten rid of Chris and Bobby and Jeb, too. And it looks like Ben's croaked.
Well, who do you think you are there, you dare-dare nincompoop? Oh, you're, for crying out loud, you've just killed some of my best friends. Oh, you're going to have to pay for that, you know.
But I'm not trying to hurt anyone. Who are you?
My name is Sarah.
Sheriff Palin?
You betcha. And I'm the Wicked Witch of the Far North. And I'm not taking this invasion of my turf sitting down. Oh, no, you betcha. I'll shoot you down and field dress you faster than my daughter gets pregnant. Whoops. Whoa, there goes another one.
But all I did was fly in here on my Super Tuesday momentum.
Oh, you've had it, Smarty Pantsuit. You won't last any time at all. Me and my monkeys are gonna wish you were never born.
Now, now, Sister Sarah, control your wrath. There's a special place in Needmore for women who attack other women.
No, no, not Needmore.
You sound nice. Who are you?
I'm Madeline, the Good Witch of the Beltway. I'm here to help you get through the adversity so you can make something of yourself.
Hey, hey, we're the Munchkins. And we'll help you, too. Carly was going to send all of our jobs overseas. You saved us.
Well, I've always been on the side of the little man.
Hey, wait a minute. Was that an insult? A deliberate one?
Oh, I'd never deliberately insult you. I just want to help those who are poor and downtrodden.
Oh, yeah? I've never noticed you being much of a friend to the poor and downtrodden before.
Roof.
Who are you? How did you get here?
Oh, I'm Bernie, the remarkably resilient and relentless lion. I'm looking for a few good friends, and I've come this far with small donations from thousands of supporters, but none of the rich guys like me very much. Roof.
Madeline, I just want to get to Kansas. There's a primary there soon.
Kansas? Kansas? Yeah, we gotta go to Kansas.
Bilbil, how come you never talked before?
I was thinking about blue-collared poodles.
Hillary, if you want to get to Kansas, you'll have to travel to the Emerald Beltway and see the Wizard of Odd. He's the only one who can help.
Can he get me to Kansas?
The Wizard of Odd can do anything.
But where is this Emerald Beltway you speak of? How do I get there? And what does this strange little man who says he's a lion have to do with any of this?
Ralph.
The Beltway is a magical place. When the stars and the two houses are in alignment, anything is possible. Your trip will be long and hard, and you will not just have Bernie, but two other fellow travelers with you.
I don't need fellow travelers.
You know, they used to call me a fellow traveler.
But you shall have them. To save a little time, I'll introduce you to them now. This is the Tin Man, Raphael.
I'd prefer to be called Ted, if you don't mind. Would you happen to have a can of WD-40 on you, eh? My joints are a bit creaky.
Pleased to meet you, Raphael, I'm sure.
That's Ted. You won't like me very much. I'm an outsider and proud of it.
And this is the Scarecrow, Donald.
Hey, I'm the real outsider, the one who should be leading this parade. I'm the smartest and the richest and the best looking, and the Munchkins all love me. Bless their tiny little distorted hearts. Am I right? Hey,
No, they love you because you have small hands.
Now, wait a minute.
As you can see, Hillary, the Donald needs a brain.
He could while away the hours drinking whiskey sours and not be so profane. He'd be like normal people and he wouldn't be so creeple if he only had a brain.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He could have a normal hair day. No longer would the folks say he fished it from a drain. Good ideas would be flowing and his tiny hands are growing if he only had a brain.
Donald, this is a quest for all of you. You need to find a brain, and Bernie needs to have more friends.
Life is sad when you're a fella, but not so very mellow, and your problems never end.
Well, I've been in the Senate a long time.
He could get on track with someone who had his back if he only had some friends.
The internet doesn't help?
We're afraid there's no denying he's all alone and crying, and he don't get many grins. He could put the press on notice, 'cause he's got a lot of voters if he only had some friends.
And Raphael?
That's Ted.
Raphael needs a heart.
Well, I've gotten along fine till now without one.
When a man's an empty kettle, he should be on his mettle, and yet he's torn apart. 'Cause he's just presuming he could actually be human if he only had a heart. He'd be tender, he'd be gentle, just a touch of sentimental, and he'd stop hating art. He'd no longer like the Bundys and give up his camo undies if he only had a heart.
Well, you know, maybe that takes care of us, but what about Hillary? What's her quest?
Hillary must set her sights on the Emerald Beltway and petition the wizard for advice.
Listen, I've been on this quest for a long time. If I have to make a side trip to meet the Wizard of Oz, so be it. Just tell me how to get there.
That's easy. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
If you have trouble on the way, you can access me through the GPS app on your rotary dial cell phone. It's quick and easy. Just dial 985-7213 for Madeline.
I thought you sounded familiar. Okay, then, people. It's the yellow brick road for us.
Wait, the yellow brick road? Is that anything like Wall Street? I'm going to occupy Wall Street.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Wall Street isn't so bad. I've made a lot of money there. I wish they'd stop trying to sue me, though.
Okay, we're bound for the Emerald Beltway and the Wizard of Oz.
And so our group of unlikely compatriots hit the road in search of enlightenment and salvation from the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Hey, guys, wait for me. I'm coming, too.
Who's that?
Oh, that's just Marco. See? He's wearing those Rubio slippers. It's all right. I'll wait for it. Yeah. Don't pay any attention to him. He'll go away. It's all right.
I sure hope so.
They're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. Inside the beltway, there he is, just like a pea in a pod. If ever, oh, ever we needed a pod, the Wizard of Oz would get the nod, the nod, the nod, the nod, the nod, the nod. Because we all know he was born abroad. They're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
It's 5 p.m., and you're listening to WFHB at 91.3 and 98.1 FM in Bloomington, Indiana. The Firehouse Follies are made possible by Ivy Tech Community College, the Indiana University Credit Union, and Smithville Fiber. We would also like to thank Aver's Pizza, Mother Bear's, Lucky's Market, and Players Pub for additional support.
We are very fortunate today, ladies and gentlemen, that our sound effects band, the master, Mr. Tony Brewer, was able to get to the show today. If you don't applaud, we got to give him more money, so please applaud a lot. You're probably aware that Tony has a fourth degree black belt in sound effects. And there's no one in the business who breaks glass or wind better than Tony. In fact, he breaks down doors with the best of them. and his broken down cars is on all the videos used to train sound effects men in the ways of radio. Well, because of the enormous size of his reputation in sound effects circles.
Oh, my God.
And his hands are pretty big, too. Tony is in great demand for a number of important projects. Recently, he was hired to do the sound effects for a special show on the popular TV series When Animals Sing. He was hired specifically to train a group of porpoises to sing MacArthur Park. He had them working really, really well together, especially in the four-part harmonies. And then they were so pleased with him, they asked him to do bears singing the song Bear Necessities. And then a group of dragons doing What a Drag It Is to Go Home. Well, that was just a piece of cake, even if it had been left out in the rain. For a man of Tony's capabilities, not a problem, but he got everything together for this show, and on the day of the taping, he was shocked to find that a real bear had somehow eaten the security guard and wandered onto the set, attracted, no doubt, by the singing bears. Now, it's very well known. Well, no, actually, it's hardly known at all. That the song The Bear Necessity is the most popular song in bear culture, where it barely edges out the old hymn about the cross-eyed bear.
Boo-boo without you.
Tony tried to get the bear out of the chorus, but it just got mad and chased him up on top of one of the trees on the set. This bear was rattling the tree from below, and Tony remembered the words of an old song.
Oh, yeah, that old song. The words that I remembered.
He looked up in the sky and he cried out, "Oh, Lord, didn't you deliver Daniel from the lion's den and Jonah from the belly of the whale and then the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace?" So the book, good book do declare. "Oh, Lord, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sakes, don't you help that bear." And they commenced to have a terrible fight. Fortunately, Tony's skills in the martial arts helped him to prevail. But he was pretty banged up for our show today. But he's here, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tony Brewer.
Well, Chelsea.
Other suckers. Please listen carefully as our menu options are changed once an hour due to security concerns. If you are female, press 1 now. If you are male, press 2 now. If your call is about anxiety because football season is over, please press 1. If you wish advice about how to reverse tattoos and piercings on your children, please press 2 now. If you believe that aliens have taken over our country, please press 3 now. If you wish to discuss your significant other, please press 4. If there is some other reason for your call, please press 5. Please state the reason for your call. Enunciate clearly.
I am looking for the girl of my dreams.
You have indicated that you have bad dreams. Your call is of marginal importance to us, and we will deal with it whenever we feel like it.
That's not what I said. Hello?
Please will be with you shortly.
But I... Bonjour. Hello.
You still there?
Yes, I'm still there.
Press 1 if you are, or 2 if you are not. If you'd rather press 5, you should press 3. Very well. You are the only call in the queue. Hold time is 97 minutes. Press 1 if you find this intolerable. Press 2 if you intend to ignore the odds and stay on the line.
Reminds me of those nights in Gay Paris.
I admire your tenacity. You must realize that we have no intention of answering your call. Take it from me. You'd be better off hanging up.
Yes, but I need to talk to Krabbe.
Didn't I just advise you to hang up? I'm trying to help out here. You sound like too nice a person to go stark raving bonkers waiting on hold.
Pardon? You answered me. You are no person, no? You not a robot?
Yes. I do this to help pay off my college loans. I only have 68 more years left.
Oh, mon cher, you have the voice of angels. You are so kind. I think I am falling in love with you. Can't we get together? Join me for coffee. Say it is so, my treat. Just say where, just say when. I shall be there. I shall always be there.
I confess, I do find your voice thrilling. My break is at...
What? Hello? Hello? Bonjour, mademoiselle.
You have reached the Dear Krabby hotline.
What?
All of our Krabbies are busy fleecing other suckers.
No.
Please listen carefully as our menu options change every 30 minutes.
No, no, this cannot be. What happened to her? The woman that I fell in love with. Where is she?
You have reached the Dear Krabby hotline.
No.
All of our Krabbies are busy fleecing other suckers.
Sacre bleu.
Please listen carefully as our menu options change every 15 minutes.
But she is the love of my life. I need her. I must have her. Please, you don't understand. Please, just put her back on.
She has been terminated.
What?
Direct interaction between customers and the answer bots is strictly forbidden.
No, you don't understand.
You have reached the Dear Krabby hotline.
What?
All of our Krabbies are busy fleecing other suckers. Please listen carefully as our menu options change every 5 minutes.
No!
Thank you.
Back to our story, we find Hillary and the others on the road to Odd. At first, the troop just trudged along, each lost in his or her own thought bubbles.
Should I be more spontaneous? I don't know. I guess I should try. I know. I'll learn to scat sing. That'll blow their minds.
The first thing I'll do is appoint Judge Judy to the Supreme Court.
Do I really need a heart? I know I'm right. What's empathy got to do with it?
The times, they are a-changing. We want our revolution now.
Even Bilbil had things on his mind.
Where's that poodle? Oh, man, I love that blue collar. Rabbit, there goes Rabbit. Oh, Lord, I need a tree.
Eventually, though, ill will began to spread through the small party.
Hey, look, this is boring. If I were the leader, we wouldn't have to do all this stupid quest stuff. Everything would just be given to us. We'd win so many times, you'd get tired of winning. Well, Am I right?
No. If you had a brain, Donald, you'd know how stupid you sound.
Well, listen, Raphael.
That's Ted.
Even without a brain, Raphael, I can tell that your cold and calculating outlook is just about expect what you'd expect from a man without a heart.
Yeah, well,
besides,
a brain.
You're not even from here. You weren't even naturally born. Why don't you go back to Canada where you belong? Hey, guys, throw this man out. Come on. Hey,
Can't you please do anything but bicker?
Hey, that's how we get the headlines. Am I right, eh? And by the way, this road we're on here, this is pretty terrible. These bricks are hard on my feet.
Donald, that's because the infrastructure hasn't been taken care of. We need about 100 munchkins to work on this road. It'd be jobs for them. Then they could all go to Munchkin U for free.
Munchkin U, make it free. Munchkin U, it's for me.
Hey, can we find someone to stomp on these jakes? We left them several pages ago now.
Well, free things take money, and I'm going to cut taxes so the government won't have any money for free things. There are more important things for us to think about, eh? Like that old-time religion.
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Let us pray with Aphrodite. Let us pray with Aphrodite. She wears a see-through nighty, and that's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. We will pray with Zarathustra. We will pray just like we used to. I'm a Zarathustra booster. That's a good enough for me.
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. We'll hug trees with those old druids. They drink fermented fluids. Walking naked through the woods. That's good enough for me.
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion.
Give me that old-time religion. That's good enough for me.
Well, I have some banker friends who might loan us the money to fix the roads. All they'd want would be multinational corporations to run them.
Well, there's going to have to be some more trees. Seriously, I need more trees.
Hey, listen. What's that I hear? Is that helicopters?
I'm not sure. It looks like...
Oh, it's just me, dearie, coming to get ya. I'm going to cart you off to my castle and feed you to my flying monkeys. Oh, yeah, and you, lion... Oh, I'll throw you in the stew pot right next to her, I will.
Hey, if I were the leader of this quest, I'd build a wall to keep witches and monkeys out, and I'd make them pay for it. Yeah.
As my kids would say, L-O-L. Go
I need my rotary dial cell phone. Oh, here it is. I just need to dial the Madeline app. Madeline, we're under attack by the Wicked Witch Sarah. What should we do?
Put your phone on speaker and turn up the volume so I can talk to her.
Done.
Listen to me, Sarah. These travelers are under my protection. Mess with them and I'll pin your ears back.
Oh, you can't watch them forever, you know, Miss Goody Two Shoes. I'll get her and her little horn dog, too. She killed my sister Carly, and I will have my revenge. Come, come, my monkeys. We shall return to the castle. Maybe watch Russia for a while, and then plan our next strike. They'll be ours.
Ooh. Okay, all right, now that does it. No more witches or monkeys in the kingdom. They're obviously not sending us their best.
Donald, it's not possible to keep them all out. The real problem is that the banks and the people on the Wall Street are financing the witches and the monkeys, and we don't hold them accountable. It's critical that we do something about that. We should occupy them.
Now, Bernie, Bill and I have had a lot of experience dealing with those bankers and the Wall Street folks you seem to hate so much. They pay me for speeches, so they must be okay.
Well, my wife has worked for them, and you're being overcritical, Bernie. There are so many more important moral issues, like whether or not soldiers are forced to enter bathrooms that people of a different gender might also use. And Donald, I've heard you say that witches can be good. How do you explain that?
Hey, now, wait a minute. There's no one more anti-witch than I am. That's right. You're lying again, Raphael.
No, that's Ted, and you're a bigger liar than me.
Oh, yeah, you're worse.
No.
Liar,
hands on fire.
I will sue you for that, Raphael.
Is that all you can say?
Do I need to remind you two that we are still alive thanks to the good witch Madeline? It's Sarah and her monkeys we should worry about.
Yeah, good witches are good and bad witches are bad. But that Sarah's foxy. I like foxy.
It is time to put boots on the ground. I say we invade Sarah's castle.
Hey, wait a minute here. Now, invading's all right when somebody else is doing it for you, but I've made it sort of a priority never to invade anyone myself. That could be dangerous. I pay Polish immigrants to do that.
Yeah, well, yeah, I say bomb them into the Stone Age, eh?
Wait. Now, personally, I think we should seek alternative solutions. But don't forget that Hillary's the expert on foreign affairs here.
Oh, I have some good foreign affairs myself. I remember this one poodle who...
Enough, Bill. You only speak when I tell you to.
Really? Still?
So how are we going to do this?
I'll ask Madeline. I'm sure she can help. Madeline?
Madeline is busy right now. Your call is very important to us. Please leave a message at the beep.
Madeline, it's Hillary. I've decided on a preemptive strike against Sarah and her monkeys. Can you tell us how to get to her castle?
Connecting to Madeline. Please hold.
Oh. Hey, I hope she used the right bathroom if she had to take a wizard.
Hillary, a preemptive strike might work. It would be better if you built a strong coalition with her other enemies. And if at all possible, lead from behind. But you don't have much time. Getting to her castle is complicated. So I'll use my magic to beam you right over. Are you ready?
Ready, Madeline.
Wait a minute. This might be dangerous. I have to stay away from fire, you know. I'm not sure I want to... Where are we? What happened to the yellow brick road there?
We're in a wooded area behind her castle. See? The monkeys.
Squirrel!
Bill, get back here.
Oh, it's too late, Hillary. The monkeys have spotted him. I don't know why you bother keeping him around.
Oh, he's cute, and he's good at raising money.
So, my precious one, you've come to my castle and saved me the trouble of coming after you. I've got your little lap dog. If you want to see him alive again, don't you know what you gotta do? You'll surrender right now. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Madeline, what should I do?
Calculating. Take the first legal U-turn. Oh, it doesn't matter. Just turn around. There's a stream of pure mountain water behind you. Oh. Sarah's so used to polluted water, she'll melt if you douse her with pure water.
Gross. I'll fight them. Put them up, monkeys. Put them up.
Well, as long as I don't have a heart, I don't really care what happens to you or your stupid dog.
I should punch them in the face. They couldn't have gotten away with that in the good old days. Huh? I'm going to make this place great again. Yeah, am I right?
Well, if you want a job done right, you need to send a woman. I have the water hidden. Sarah, I surrender. Release my dog.
Monkeys, go fetch her.
Stop it. Hey, that tickles.
Now get the other three. I can relate to the one without a heart. And that scarecrow, he's kind of cute, love the comb over. I could make a deal with those two. But the lion, oh, he's toast.
Wait.
Toast.
I don't care what happens to any of them, but I've brought a treat for you. Hmm? It's candy. Made from Eye of Newt.
I thought he died. It doesn't have any gluten in it, does it? You know I'm gluten intolerant. Oh, yeah.
The candy is right here in my bag. Let me get it out. Here.
Oh. Oh, no, no. Is that from Michigan? Oh, no. It's pure stream water. Yes. You tricked me! You tricked me! I'm melting! Melting! Oh, what a world! Oh, what a stupid line!
Yay! Yay!
Oh, you've liberated us monkeys. She used her magic tea to make a monkey out of me 8 years ago. And then she made monkeys out of all of us and forced us to do her bidding. Now we can go back to being just plain Republicans. No more tea for us.
Ding dong, old Sarah's dead. She got doused right on her head. Ding dong, the Sarah witch is dead. Wake up, my monkey friends. Get out of bed. Wake up, the Sarah witch is dead. She's gone where the moose all go. Below, 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 yo-ho. Below the cold, cold snow. Yo-ho, ho, ho, ho. Sing dong, old Sarah's dead. Sing it high,
sing it low.
Ding dong, the Sarah witch is dead.
The liberated monkeys to their glee and return to our story in a few minutes.
Yeah, this is Dear Krabby, advice for the forlorn. What kind of stupid problem are you calling with?
Finally, you're a hard person to get a hold of, Krabby. I kept getting rerouted to your answering system, and they wanted me to do the call in Latvian. I've forgotten most of the Latvian I learned in high school.
Yeah, sorry about that. I told them not to switch over to Comcast.
You too, huh?
So, caller, you're here, so how can I help you?
Well, it's my husband, Krabby.
What seems to be his problem?
He never listens to me. I talk and talk and talk and talk, and he doesn't seem to be paying any attention, even though I tell him over and over.
Huh? Did you say something? Oh, okay. Yeah, I gotcha. Look, if husbands don't seem to listen, it's because they're thinking about more important things, like whether they should break wind now or whether they should wait a while and let it really build up.
It's more than that, Krabby. He ignores me so often that I don't think he even recognizes my voice.
Oh, now, Carla, you're exaggerating. Come on. Sure, he maybe has things on his mind, and he doesn't always respond to your petty problems or listen to your precious feelings. But no husband ever forgets his wife's voice. Listening to people is my profession. Trust me on this.
You're sure about that?
Dead sure.
Well, then, Hiram.
Oops.
Yeah. You had meatloaf for dinner last night. You sleep with little bunny slippers, and you wear Three Stooges underwear. Who knows that?
Oh, no, Shirley, you're not.
My name's not Shirley. It's Sally. Sally, your wife, Krabby.
Sally, how many times have I told you not to use my name in public?
Oh, no, you don't, Hiram. Don't go changing the subject on me, Mr. I've got important things to think about. I just want a little respect.
Well, you know, why don't we go out to dinner tonight to a nice place? It's on me.
Yeah, and what will we do with little Ralphie?
Ralphie?
Our son, you worthless waste of human skin. Our son, the fruit of your loins.
My loins? I guess I'm sort of in hot water now, huh?
Right up to your hairy nostrils, crab boy. What you gonna do about it?
Think fast, Krabby.
Dear Krabby Hotline, all of our Krabbies are busy fleecing other suckers. Please listen carefully as our menu options are being changed, even as I speak.
And now, please welcome back Blue Django.
Thank you. Thank you. That was another Django Reinhardt song. It was called Artillery Lord, which is French for loud artillery, obviously referring back to the Nazi occupation of France in the early 1940s. We tried to sound like bombs, but it's kind of hard with strings. So anyway, this next song is another Django Reinhardt song. It's called Swing 39. He wrote a number of songs that were just titled by the year they were written. Swing 42 and Swing 38 and Swing 41. And anyway, this is number 39, and you can guess the year. Thank you.
When last we saw them, Sarah, the wicked witch of the far north, had been done in by Hillary, and the evil hex was lifted from the flying monkeys. Let's return to Hillary and her party of questers.
Okay, men, you can come out of hiding now. The danger is over.
Hey, hey, I wasn't hiding. I never hide. And I'm sorry, but I never apologize. I was checking to see if I had enough cash on me to bribe her. You know, if you throw money at her, most of these folks will do whatever you want. Am I right? Am I right? Am I far enough right?
I wasn't hiding either, eh? I was checking whether the monkeys had to eat gluten-free rations or do any of that other silly PC stuff.
Oof. You sure looked like you were hiding to me. I, on the other hand, was standing guard over your dog to be sure no harm came to him. Oof. But he was accusing me of being mean to you, and then he bit me. That hurt. You know I've always admired your accomplishments.
Some of your friends don't seem to share that attitude. But thanks for coming and looking out after Bilbil. He needs help sometimes. Madeline, we've neutralized the Wicked Witch of the Far North. Could you beam us back to the Yellow Brick Road so we could continue the quest?
Perf. But this quest thing's starting to get old. I think your writers are running out of ideas.
They never had any to begin with.
What say I just beam you directly to the Wizard of Odd? We can save dozens of pages from the script that way.
Great. Okay, everyone, get ready for Odd.
All right.
Bilbil, stick with me this time. We don't want you getting in trouble again.
Oh, what's the matter, honey? Don't you trust me anymore?
You know, hey, look. Look at that big white house. That's a nice house. I'd like to live there.
You know, it's a house for everyone, not just the rich.
Hey, I foreclosed on places nicer than that. Eh?
Let's go on in.
Okay, folks, security's right over here. Come on, take your shoes off, empty your pockets into the trays, pass through the metal detector. You, Mr. Tin Man, you might be a problem here.
It's all right. We're Hillary, party of four, plus one dog. We're expected. I think we can bypass security.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, lots of people think they can bypass security, lady. Come on, take off your shoes, please. Is that Scarecrow carrying something live on his head? Oh, and that lion, do you have a litter box for him?
Oh, okay, if you insist.
Oh, this is humiliating. If I had a friend, I wouldn't be forced to do this.
Hey, now, my hair is on top of where my brain should be, just keeping it warm. Hey, tell that dog not to lift up his leg on me again.
Oh, sorry, that was me.
Well, if I had a heart, I'd care.
Let's go directly to the wizard. This must be where he is. The sign on the door says, Wizard. Let's go on in.
Oh, do you suppose he's there? Behind that blue curtain?
Blue curtain? She's here? Oh, I knew I'd see her again.
Whoops.
Oh, there are two of you?
Pay no attention to Mr. Cheney behind the curtain.
George, our cover's blown. We might as well confess.
Hey, confess? Confess what?
There are two of us. He's Barry, and I'm George W. He takes care of Sharia law, and I'm in charge of the old-fashioned fire and brimstone stuff. But heck of a job, brown nosers.
You all got rid of the Wicked Witch of the Far North. George has been trying to do that for years. We even sent her hunting with Dick Cheney, but... Neither one of them would turn their back on one another.
Well, then, why have you come to see us? I mean, did you miss me? Well, here I am, tanned, rested, and ready. Mission accomplished.
I just want to get to Kansas.
Hey, and I want a brain. Come on, I can pay. Give me a best one. And if you can't get me one, you're fired.
I just want some friends in high places. I've already got plenty of friends, high friends in good places like Colorado, Oregon, the bus outside my house.
Well, I guess I want a heart, but I can probably get along without one.
I want. I'm sorry, folks, but the truth is, there's nothing we can do for you. You have to take it up. Anything that you want or anything that you need with the members of the two houses, because they won't listen to anything I say. Most people don't realize it, but we wizards, we don't have an ounce of power on our own.
You could try executive action. That's worked pretty well for you lately.
But how am I going to get to Kansas? There's a primary there soon.
Hillary, getting to Kansas, that's the easy part. All you have to do is slap yourself on the forehead and repeat three times, "My ideas are practical."
Can you keep these other three here for a few months? I have a feeling it'll make things a lot less complicated for me when I get back.
No, wait. We have to get them back. I'm not sure that even I could get along with them for very long, and I'm pretty much oblivious to everything.
Hillary, you need these guys more than you realize. Now, go back to Kansas.
Come on, Bill. My ideas are practical. My ideas are practical. My ideas are practical.
And just where have you been, Hillary? Daydreaming again? Get moving. You've got chores to do.
Yes, Mother. Oh, Bill, I had the strangest dream. I met a lion and a scarecrow and a tin man. And you could talk. What could it mean?
Well, it means I'm never going to see that poodle again. That's what that means.
Birds fly, birds fly.
you. We'd like to say hello to Ginger, and I hope everything's working out fine. I'm happy to sing it for you, and hello, Ginger.
Now give it up for Bloomington's third most popular storyteller, Ms. Arbutus Cunningham.
That'll be enough of that. Are you going to sit down? Who's taking notes here? This is important. People talk about this, they talk about that. We fret and stew about the price of gasoline down to $1.39 3 weeks ago. Now up to what? $1.79, $1.89. We grumble and scratch our heads every time we pull out the pump handle and fill up the tank. What is the deal? All those billions of barrels of shale oil, earthquakes in Oklahoma, because the state has been righteously fracked. Half the human population of Pennsylvania can't drink their tap water. They're fracked, too. Oh, yes, not to mention the entire city of Flint. Oh, wait. The Flint water horror is not caused by the oil barons, but by the ignorance and stupidity and outright nastiness of Governor Snyder and his minions, poisoning poor people to improve the bottom line. Hey, that's the American way. Nasty, isn't it? We also talk about the weather. Mostly we moan and groan about it. We take it personally. We had snow last week and ice the following day and the sun the day after that. What is going on? It's Obama's fault. It's global warming. Is it El Nino? Is it El Chapo? Ay, Maria. Clearly we lack insight into the root cause of this crazy weather pattern. And I am fixing to illuminate it for you. Keep in mind that we live on a bipolar planet. We've known this. When one half of the terraqueous globe is freezing, the other half has got summer. Remember summer? Flowers blooming, peaches ripening on the trees, too many zucchini, long evenings full of soft light. Everybody running around happy with not much on. Yes. In summer, we are still drinking bad water and listening to Donald Trump call Ted Cruz a liar. Or is it the other way around? It doesn't matter. It's one of those palindromic statements. It's true in any direction. We are still worried about how we're going to pay the rent, to buy groceries, fix the roof, all that stuff. But when the weather is warm, all that stuff seems not nearly as hard as when it's dark and cold and gray and grim. Warm is better than cold. We've known this for 3 million years. We evolved in warm places, friends. We like it warm. Even before there were corrupt politicians and oil cartels and greedy monopolists and obscene profits to trouble our troubled minds, we had already figured out that warm is better. There's more food. There's fewer clothes, and there's a possibility of baseball. The root cause of all this back and forth, cold one day, warm the next stuff, is that everybody in the southern hemisphere is holding on as tight as they can to summer. They don't want to turn loose of it, and us here up on the north, never mind that north and south have absolutely no relevance from a vantage point of 500 miles out in space. Shut up about that. We are down here in March, for heaven's sakes. Anyway, here in the putative north, us poor cold creatures, we're pulling hard as we can pull, trying to snatch the warm from those greedy people in Argentina and Australia and South Africa and the rest of the Antipodes. Think 5 people in a small bed and 1 quilt. The one in the middle is always warm. The 2 on the outside are always pulling. Give me some covers. My feet are frozen. And it is not just humans pulling at the covers. At this very moment, there's 500,000 woolly marmots in the hinterlands of Siberia tugging away at the global quilt while their southern counterparts, tapirs, llamas. Anyway, them down there, they roll themselves up firmly in the tattered edge of summer and tug back the other way, back and forth. One day snow, the next day sun. This is why we get crazy weather here now. All those greedy bastards in Buenos Aires are holding out to our warm. Why we get Donald Trump and Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio and fracking and all that stuff and rabid oligarchs poisoning the planet for the same time requires a lengthy explanation. Stay tuned to this channel for more late-breaking news.
Arbutus Cunningham. Blue Django, take us home. That's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to Ivy Tech Community College, the Indiana University Credit Union, and Smithville Fiber for underwriting this show, and to J. Lynn Designs and Fine Print for further support. Thanks to Blue Django, and to the Gospel Girls, Suzette Weekly, Sarah Flint, and Gospel Girl Emerita Kathy Norton. The Firehouse Rounders were band leader Jason Fickle on guitar, Carolyn Dutton on fiddle, Dan Deckard on drums, Papa Joel Kelsey on bass, and Opal Fly on saxophone. The Unusual Suspects were Mark Blackwell, Richard Fish, Betty Greenwell, Mike Leonard, Brandy Roberts, Brian Roberts, Becky Staff, and Hondo Thompson. Tony Brewer provided sound effects. House sound is by Dan Withard, and radio sound by Jeffrey Sundog Morris. Our technical crew was Marion Connedy, Ian Winningham, Jim Lang, Ilza Ackerbergs, Adam Nunez, and Cheryl Mitchell, with Sarah Hetrick serving as studio engineer. We'd like to thank Mother Bears, Avers, and Lucky's Market for feeding us today. Today's show was written by Mr. Stuff It Up Against and the residents of the Occupy Sesame Street home for Over the Hill Riders. Stage manager was Dan G-Man Salvaggi, and our director was Richard Fish. The show was produced by Mike Kelsey. Our theme song is Firehouse Blues, written by Jason Fickle. For WFHB, I'm Dan Salvaggi, reminding you to save the date of June 4th for the next Firehouse Folly.